Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
You've heard us talk about David Femininio, injury attorney deluxe. Well, just listen to some of the results David has delivered for his clients. $3.5 million, $5 million, how about $11.5 million? Almost enough to cover Ohio State's NIL. You need an attorney that'll fight relentlessly for you. Call and speak to David right now by calling 855-65-CRASH. Go to that website anytime at getdavidgetpaid.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
And also, wellness check. We did hear from Nick yesterday. Not that he's doing well. James Franklin may kill that man. All right, 3 o'clock. I will get to your phone calls. We still got people who want to rant about Big Noon Kickoff. I have to take it to the Tigers whiteboard. And I need to know if you'd like an eraser. Now, let me start here at 303. I want to make sure we state things very clearly for the court records. That way you can go back and listen and read them. It's very simple. We're going to judge the Tigers not on what they say, but what they do. But all we have right now is what they're saying. Another day, another piece, another comment. Free Press, Petzold, Scott Harris. The Detroit Tigers have a plan at the shortstop position. The plan involves Harvey Baez. Editorial, it's Javi, but I refuse to call the man by his name. If all goes as planned, Baez and Trey Sweeney will share the shortstop position in a platoon. Quote, it makes sense on a whiteboard, President of Baseball Ops Scott Harris said at the GM meetings in San Antonio. We'll see how they perform and how they respond. First thing, we've got to get Javi healthy for it to even be a possibility. I feel better about the shortstop position now than I did as recently as 5 months ago. Close quote. Whoa, buddy. So here's what I want to do.
This ain't real.
No. Hold on. Fair is the F word we like most. So here's how I want to approach this. Rather than just have people get all bent out of shape because of the mere mention of Harvey, I want to take the things that are being said and I want to put them together like a holiday gift basket. We don't have what they're going to do. The only thing we're going to judge on at the end of this is what they do. I don't know that this is happening, but this is what he said on record at the GM meetings. Okay? With a straight face. They want to take the most hated athlete in Detroit. And up until his injury, a man who was on pace to put up the single worst OPS in the modern era of professional baseball, a man who had a -8 defensive run saved, a man who hurt you every time he took the field. And they want to use him as a platoon with Trey Sweeney. Now, I am only left to think one thing, which is they refuse to write a check to buy him out. Sorry, that's what I have to be led to. However, you have Harvey still a part of the team. You have don't want to sign any free agents to term. Want a one-year arm. Guys, with everything you're hearing from your Detroit Tigers, are these words killing whatever good vibes we had from the miraculous, and make no mistake, it was miraculous playoff run, because they've killed mine. Now, again, it is only what they're saying. What you say and what you do are two different things, but guys, they're not saying anything I like. from not wanting to commit to anything over 3 or 4 years with a bat, well, that takes you out of any legitimate bat we've all discussed. Takes you out of a Santander. It takes you out of an Alonso. It takes you out of a Bregman. You might be able to get Christian Walker, but you're going to bid against the Yankees for it. Does that give you good feelings? Probably not. 1 year arm. All right. Well, then I guess we're just going to go back to the Lethal Weapon 3 Lorenzen bin. Okay. A shortstop platoon of Harvey. Well, that means you're not buying Harvey out. I mean, again, I'm careful with this. I'm only going to judge them on what they do. But we are not going to sit here for 30 days, 45 days, 60 days, and just let it play out. We got to talk about it. Guys, what is your faith that at the end of this, this team's going to have an offseason, we all look at each other and go, okay, this is good. Here's a quote from Scott Harris. This is truly remarkable here. I'm sorry. But I would need him. Like, I would have to be polygraphed to say this. If he comes back and he can rotate the way he did, certainly in Chicago with the Cubs, from 2014 to 21, that guy's dead. He's dead. He's one of the ghosts that Bill Murray met in Scrooged. Dead. There's a role for him on this team. We're just focused on trying to get him healthy first and seeing what a greater ability to rotate will do to his swing. What on earth? I think our team is better positioned for him with the addition of Trey Sweeney and a bunch of left-handed bats in the infield. It means there's a real role for a right-handed bat that can play anywhere in the infield. Guys, anybody out there? Anybody? I'll pretend I'm doing radio at 3 a.m. Is anybody out there? Rico, you can't possibly expect fans.
No, you can't.
You can't. That's insulting.
What you just told fans, and you said it so eloquently. We don't want to cut a check. We're going to figure out a way to rebrand him.
That's what it feels like, sounds like.
Right. He's going to be platoon. We're going to have... Remember, hey, coming from the team that Frankenstein third base knew this season, Frankenstein part two.
So here's the totality.
The shortstop.
Here's the totality. As we sit here on November 13th with what Rico just said, Baez is going to be a part of this team. Oh, we got a platoon. There's a role for him here because now, hey, look, we got all these lefties. He could be a right-handed bat. One-year pitcher. Well, that takes you out of getting anybody we care about. And we don't want to sign any term with free agents. It's the Iser plan. None of these things align with, hot damn, it's time for us to go out and win the World Series.
Right, because this works if there was a big ticket item. I mean, like a Shohei Ohtani type, a Juan Soto type of item that you're purchasing, and you're saying, okay, guys, we can't afford anything else, so we're going to have to make do, but we gave you this. Except for they're not giving us this. It's Thanksgiving dinner with a bunch of side dishes.
Ready for this? Petzl just puts it out there. They're not buying him out. Quote, there's a relative scarcity of shortstops out there, Scott Harris said. A lot of teams are looking for shortstops right now. The best version of Javi can still really help us. There's still a role for him on this team. I'm going to throw the number out rather than erupt. I don't think that serves anyone. Because once again, I can't turn myself into a pretzel on what he's saying. I have to wait until I see what he's doing. But the very idea that he is setting the dinner table and putting a seat and a place setting for Javi Baez, it is beyond insulting. Beyond insulting. You have a payroll that is the better part of $90 million under league average. And what you're telling me, inadvertently, what you're not saying, but what I'm gleaning from the comments is, we're not going to cut a check. And open up, here's some more Javi. But I'm full. Open sesame, here comes the airplanes, Javi. But I'm full, Javi. I don't want a bum at shortstop, Javi.
No. I don't have Javi. Here's a little helping of Javier.
Javier. See, you guys know him as Harvey. We want to introduce you to Javi. No, they're the same. No, they're not. This one has electrolytes. 248-539-9797.
It's like Brando.
Can I hear from the people here? Here's the other problem, guys. You can't even act like Baez is a good defensive player. He's not. And you can't act like Sweeney's a good defensive player. He's average. So you're openly telling your fans, we'll just have an abyss at short. Because we won't write a check. That's what it sounds like, feels like, looks like. So when you put the comments together, why am I supposed to be nice to this team? Why am I supposed to allow people to defend this owner and Scott Harris? See, if you want a small market baseball team, you can have that. I don't want that. I'm not a bad person for not wanting that. This isn't a small market. This isn't Tampa, who doesn't have a stadium. This isn't Oakland, who's going to be playing at the Cal Expo Rodeo. This isn't Cincinnati or Pittsburgh. This is a high-end, middle market, low-end, big market. It's a wonderful sports town. I think that what I'm hearing, it disgusts me. But I will attempt to show personal growth in the name of you, the listener, and my guys here with the show. And I want to try to be mature. I'm not going to melt down. But this is disgusting. If this is true. If this is true. 1 year arm. Short-term bat. Won't buy Javi out. Even better, open up. Here's Javier. It's short. The fact that I may have to look at Javier Baez on this baseball team and the fact that Scott Harris thinks we are stupid enough to accept rotation and he can be valuable. What metric would he be valuable? -8 defensive runs saved? A guy who hasn't been able to hit in years? A guy who's gotten progressively worse here? This team made the playoffs, Rico. Miraculous or not, they did it. And instead of wanting to take the next step, I feel like I'm at one of your stupid swap shops. The rest of the league is at Neiman Marcus, and here's Rico buying a boombox, a parakeet, and a copy of Spider-Man 1. I leave it to you guys. 248-539-9797. Rico, David, Kenny, you guys figure out what to say because I've said everything I have to. Be curious. I'm curious to know what the hell they're doing.
I have no idea, but we'll talk about that next. Mm-hmm.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought 2 wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past 3 seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a 4th season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
All right. And again, the ground rules are as such. I'm going to go right up to a place. I'm not going to melt down. I can't melt down about things they're saying. I got to wait till what they're doing. But do I find
let it play out?
It's not that. I'll talk about it, tell you how pissed I am. I'm just not going to go chair drop. Rico, the idea that Scott Harris, this is my problem. And I think some people take it the wrong way. I will always root for the team and root for, I want my people to be happy. I would like to, these people to get a World Series, but I don't have to like everybody. And I don't have to like everything they do. I think this is, it's an absurd. If even if you're thinking it, I wouldn't say it out loud. Read the room. Mm-hmm. Oh, it makes sense on a whiteboard. If you trot Javi Baez out there next year because you're too financially responsible to write a check, that's an insult to your paying customers. But before we even get to the 1901 Society. But my point is, Kenny and I were just talking, Rico. You got to go back 5 years to find good Javi. I mean, a platoon of Baez and Sweeney following comments you make that you're interested in a one-year arm and no term on bats. Jake Berger.
It's insulting. Potentially. But yes, I think everybody, even if the one big move you did this offseason was you just cut Javi the check and said bye-bye.
No, not good enough.
No, but it would have been a start of like, okay, we get it. He really didn't help us. Matter of fact, if you take a look, we encouraged him to go and do his offseason and leave the team. Team got better.
Oh, weird. David, what do the texters have to say?
Yes, this is killing all vibes from last year. If I was a player, I'd want out ASAP. At this point, I hope the team relocates. They obviously don't care about winning, and if they don't care about winning, then what are we doing here?
Oh, no. Listen. Believe me, any owner who doesn't spend money, to me, they don't care about winning. So I won't even go there. I won't go there. But as far as Scott Harris, no, deeply cares about winning, but he wants to win a way that I don't think is plausible. And history's on my side. You're not going to win with a cheap ball club. You're just not doing it. 29 of the last 30 years. Do I want the one way in 30 years it's worked or the 29 ways in 30 that it's worked? Come on, man. It's just business. Look at the teams in the World Series this year. Yankees, Dodgers. Now, I'm not asking them to spend that way. Let me be unequivocal when I say this. It would be financial suicide to spend like that in Detroit. You can't do it. But to suggest that we can't spend in a manner that is commiserate with where we are as a baseball market. No, that's equally ridiculous to suggest you can't do that. And the fact is you don't have to get there all in 1 year. But as we sit here right now, $25 million of your $80 million payroll is Javi. I tack another $13 on the dead body of Maeda. So $38 million of my $80 is... And I'm sitting here going, man, we are not far away if we add a few pieces here and do this right. And I'm still listening to whiteboard theories about how we can jam Javi down the hardworking people of this town's throat. We don't want to go. Like, if I'm owning the team, I'm making a call to Scott. And I'm going, Corbin Burns, put him with Scoobal and pay Scoobal. I don't care what it takes. Let's roll.
Oh, easy to say. It's not your money.
Guys, they bought the Tigers for like $30 million. They're worth $1.5. Chris Illich is one of the 7 or 8 wealthiest owners in the sport.
Yeah.
Like, seriously, don't play that game with us. All right, he's got more money than Hal Steinbrenner. Go look!
Yeah, and your payroll is embarrassingly low. You're not even close to being middle of the road. You could afford this.
You could afford lots of things.
You can.
It's just so disappointing as a fan when, while I know it's not going to happen, you hear other teams scheduling meetings with Soto and Scott Boris. And on our side, it's Javi's going to be a platoon at short. Like, that just,
What about trading for Jake Berger? And again, Berger's a nice ball player.
But it should be in addition
Shouldn't
to
be your
something
cornerstone
else.
Piece.
It should be after the...
Right.
But again, fellas, what they say and what they do. I got to make sure that if Harris is allowed to leave himself space out of this hobby thing, I'm going to allow myself space to judge what they do.
So maybe Harris is pulling the okey-doke and he's going to surprise us and we're going to be like, oh, wow.
All I can tell you is I hope that's the case. And you know my feelings about hope.
Didn't see that move coming.
It's all I got.
Scott Harris. Genius. David.
If the Tigers don't do anything this offseason, they're going to lose the fan base in the city quicker than they did when they got them back during the season.
You know what, David? I would say not the fan base, but they're going to lose the momentum that the fans were giving them. The fans will always be there. You saw. As bad as they were, as soon as they started winning, fans came back. Packed that ballpark. You got momentum going into the next season. All I got to say is, if I were the Tigers, I would take a look at what the Lions did. When they all of a sudden got the fans behind them, they started saying, you know what? We want to keep this thing going. How can we get better to go to the next level?
Oh, I know. Get stars, spend money. The Lions have done it all. Straight up.
Yeah.
After hearing these comments from Harris, I'm out. I'm opening, recruiting for a new MLB team to root for.
No. You don't want to do that. You don't want to do that. Now, that's different than saying I won't buy tickets or something. You have a right to say that. That's your prerogative. Don't say you're not going to root for your team.
Well, he does go on to say, I was thinking of going to the game since for the first time since the Verlander trade. Now I'm not.
Let's go to the people. We'll go to Chris, 97.1. Chris, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, how are you guys? Love the show.
Thanks,
hey,
Chris.
I wanted to call and just say, you know, I'm a former season ticket holder, did it for 3 years. I stopped last year, of course. You know, they begged me, called me nonstop to come back. But it's frustrating. The owner doesn't want to spend money. And why should I put, you know, my 40-hour, 60-hour work week money towards that product? And it's discouraging, as you guys have said. But you know who I really feel bad for? A.J. Hinch. This guy's got to make freaking gold out of poop. And, you know, he made bronze last year, came real close. But give the man some players. Give him some extra talent.
All right, but Chris, let me ask you a question. And I apologize for cutting you off, but this is important. Okay. And I want you to answer this, all right? Think this over. At what point does A.J. Hinch become complicit in this nonsense?
Yeah, man, he can't say it. What is he going to come out and say, like, oh, yeah, we don't need to spend money. Of course you probably want the extra talent. Don't you want anything to make your job easier?
Yes, but the difference is, are you willing to bang the drum to do it, or does he actually agree with this? See, that's the problem. AJ is a power figure. He's one of the best managers in the game. And I think he's rehabilitated his image to a point where he could say, I'll tell you what, either you start spending or I start walking. See, at a certain point, it's like Barry Sanders, Chris. He was the greatest running back in the history of the game, but you know what he didn't want to do? Rock the boat, ruffle feathers, didn't want to go to management. So, like, I just wonder, it's like, Scott Harris, you're not going to trample your manager. It's not going to happen. Not when you're A.J. Hinch. And this isn't a movie. This isn't Billy Beane getting in an argument with Art Howe. So, like, Chris, I just, at a certain point, if this is how it's going to roll, I got to be honest, I'll start to blame Hinch for it, too.
Yeah, the perception on the outside, regardless of the fans, and it's perception, and it's not looking good.
No, and you have every right to make a decision about what you want to do with your money. You're not wrong in the least, Chris. It is an entertainment product, and it's on them to provide the entertainment. And in a sport that does not feature a salary cap, I just don't. If we were in Oakland right now, which thank God, David, right now, thank Jesus, we're not. Can you imagine Oakland radio today? Well, today's rodeo report. Like, that's a different conversation.
Hey, Clay Thompson came back to town last night.
Your thoughts on the beam, King's talk. 248-539-9797. Oh, I've blended Oakland and Sacramento. I don't know. Who cares? Two places I don't want to be. We'll get back to the phones next. 97.1. All right, let's get to business. Two segments, all calls. People calling in about Big Noon Kickoff being nothing more than a television STD. And then the Scott Harris comments. On a whiteboard, it makes sense. Tigers plan on November 13th, platoon of Baez and Sweeney at short. And in Evan Petzl's very just blunt statement, they are not buying him out. What say you? That's on the heels of... they're only interested in one-year arms. On the heels of, they don't really want to do more than 4 years on a bat. Guys, tell me where you're at with your ball club, because I know I didn't put unrealistic expectations on the offseason. Me saying I'd love to go get a Christian Walker and an Anthony Santander, or I'd love to get Alex Bregman. Why not get in the ring with that? And if you're not going to do a big bat, okay, well then let's go after one of the signature arms, pair them with Scoobs, and let's get after it. Mm-hmm. And what they're saying is what we can react to. We're only going to be able to judge them on what they do. I won't know what they do until they do it.
Which is, I know, no bleep, Mike. Nope, wrong one. I don't care.
Well, that actually fit.
Nope.
That didn't.
I am off my game.
You should have just stuck with the Stoney.
To the people. Let's go to Justin, 97.1. Justin, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Mike. How's it going?
Excellent. Good to talk to you again. What's on your mind?
Yeah, I just wanted to pick up real quick that I called about the Wiggs Avalanche like earlier this year, and I got caught in a car wash, and everyone thought I got sucked into space, but I'm good.
It's good to see you didn't float away into the darkness like George Clooney in the space movie. Excellent.
Or what we want Javi to do. Anyway, so I was just going to talk about the Big Noon stuff.
And, please.
I'm out here in Colorado, so for us, everything starts at 10 a.m. So it's tough when you have a quick game because kind of the day goes away. And, you know, I've definitely had my fair share of 10 a.m. fun time, so I want to take the heat off of Kenny a little bit. That those days do happen. Mm-hmm. But, no, I mean, I think that people are not people, teams, like the higher ranking you are, it's almost like the later in the day you should play. Because how sweet is it when, like, the Lions on Sunday, like, everybody's, you know, yes, getting tailgates together, going over, and you're just, like, there's an energy that's amping up for it. And if it's at noon, it's kind of like when the game's done, it's kind of like wind out of the sails. And for me, it's like 1 o'clock, and you're like...
Right, and Justin, okay, think about it. Like, you know, Indiana next Saturday will be America's team. It's number 2 versus number 5. The idea that that's a noon kickoff, that's an embarrassment for the Big Ten. That's awful for fans. And for you, I mean, 10 a.m., look, that should be a night game. Mm-hmm. Or 3:30, yeah, kick at minimum. 3:30 to me is the sweet spot. I know Rico and I actually see eye to eye in a lot of that.
I mean, or if anything, I know you're not a big fan of this, swap them out with Michigan State Purdue. Play them on Friday night. Oh, but dear, at least it's a primetime game. But noon, it cheapens the product.
Yeah, and I mean, I have a... really had much fun watching Michigan this year. So a lot of my I got married on October 12th, which was that no-no day for college football.
Yeah.
But I did. And my
the single worst day you could have got married. Congratulations.
Yeah, but my wife's a Bama alum. So usually our football watching starts at like 1:30 here, which is a little bit better.
It is.
But I will say it's kind of a double-edged sword because like Sunday night football, Thursday night football starts at like 6:15, 6:30. So, I don't know. Take what you can get. But,
yeah, no, yeah. I mean, Justin, it's just one of those things, and for people just joining in, Justin, I'm glad you did not get sucked into space. It is good to talk to you again. Big noon kickoff is something no one asked for, and I don't know anyone who likes it, and that was the genesis of our conversation because it's been announced, number 2 versus number 5, next weekend, noon. So that's a part of our discussion along with Scott Harris's comments. If you're wondering, why are we talking noon kicks?
Yeah. Fox tried to make this their thing, and they're trying to make you love this. And
yeah, they're also trying to make me like Joel Klatt. Not possible.
I'm kidding.
Let's go to Mike, Rochester Hills. Mike, how you doing, bud?
Good, guys. How are you?
Excellent.
Good.
What's on your mind?
So Scott Harris's comments are absolutely ridiculous because if you just took a quick look at Javi's stats versus lefties. He's about 100 points worse against lefties than he is against righties. So, and with decreasing defensive ability. So you're putting a guy that's already bad in a worse situation.
I mean, Mike, you've said it all. You can drop the mic. I mean, like,
and then the other part of that is Harris earlier this week said, we don't want to block the kids by platooning Javi with Sweeney. You're essentially stunting one of your kids' growth that at the worst, he is an average to above average defensive player with plus offensive ability.
Right, but the problem is you're not going to play him against lefties. You know, right. Sweeney's not going to play against lefties. Javi isn't going to play against righties, and you're even saying it, he's not that good against lefties. Look, it doesn't feel authentic. It feels like, oh, yeah, this is what we're doing. And it's like, this is where I have such an issue. If you won't buy this guy out, then how do you sell to your fans new premium seating? How do you sell to your fans you're serious, that it's time to win? It doesn't jive. It doesn't make sense.
No, and the only thing that I can make sense of is what Rico said a segment or two earlier about the Giants, where I don't regret signing this player. We're going to keep Javi because you're trying to keep the locker room together, unless the locker room is trying to tell you, we don't want Javi either. I don't know why you do this other than they're actually serious about it. I'm hoping it's what Rico said earlier.
Right, but here's the thing. Mike, ask yourself the question. Why are they serious about it? Can't be baseball reasons. So what does it lead you to?
They're trying to show the young guys what approach not to take at the plate.
No, you're not putting them out there as a crash test dummy. Wait a second. No, what it's saying is...
This is what not to do.
Yeah, here's the living embodiment. Here's your... I won't say it. I was going to say, hey, here's your future if you don't get right. No, I mean, they don't want to write a check. That's what it feels like. Yeah. And if they're going to get all bent out of shape by saying that, too bad. Because here's what it looks like, feels like, sounds like. If I put all the comments together, I hope I'm wrong. I hope we react to what they actually do. But right here, it's don't want to make a long-term commitment on anybody. Don't want to go term on a bat. One-year arms. Javi's back. It makes sense on a whiteboard. What have they said this offseason right now at the GM meetings that get you remotely excited for Tiger baseball? After a year, we should all have... We should be like quivering in anticipation.
No, you know what they've done? Whether they wanted to do this or not, subliminally, they've lowered expectations. Guys, I know you want this. Can I sell you this instead?
So basically, it's the equivalent of should be this, and instead it's this. Is that it?
Okay.
Maybe it's this, and instead you get this. Bottom line. I hope what they're saying is not what they end up doing, but hope is not a strategy.
I do think that they're trying to, hey, keep your expectations low.
But why? I hate that angle.
I do too.
Why do we want to keep our expectations low? They just made the playoffs. We're excited. Let's get the kids some help and go
win
the Central.
Because I think they made the playoffs in spite of what they were actually doing. And it was just like, damn it. People are not going to expect us to do stuff.
Big Ten. Saturday no, the kids actually are the hope. If each of them just gets a little bit better, Scott Harris says.
And you know why they're going to get better? Because nobody's blocking them.
All right, we'll get some football at 4 o'clock. I want to get back to the people, though. A lot of people want to talk about Big Noon Kickoff. I just don't know anyone who likes it. And yet another big game is getting ruined, which is Indiana-Ohio State. Number 2 versus number 5, noon. I mean, that's a fart in an elevator. And then we're talking about Scott Harris's comments. Evan Petzold, another day, another piece. And again, I'm not going to sit here and bomb the Tigers. I can tell you what I don't like. I will judge them on what they do, not what they say. But what they're saying, I'm not interested in it. And I don't think I should be vilified for that. I think I'd like to think I've tried to always stand up that this town is more than you guys even give it credit for. I get mad at your teams when they don't win. I treat them like New York teams. This is a great sports town. This is a passionate sports town. And I'm not going to sit here and say I ever support your baseball team having an Oakland A's payroll. I don't think it's acceptable. And after they went out and had a magical playoff run, I don't think, look, I'm sorry. I don't own your team. But I don't know how you sit there and go, yeah, we don't want to do any term on anybody, one-year pitchers, and man, I'll tell you, on a whiteboard, it makes great sense. We're going to platoon Javi Baez with Trey Sweeney at short. What? Now, you could say it. It doesn't mean you're doing it. But everything they're saying at the GM meetings, I don't like. So we're having that discussion that if Javi is actually on this team, opening day, let's say the team you're facing is putting a lefty out there and Javi Baez is in that starting nine, what message does that send to you as fans? I'll tell you what it sends to me. You know what? Custom Javi jersey. And on the back, it shouldn't say Baez. It'll say didn't want to write a check in really small letters. You know, the new jerseys, you know, Verlander's name right. Looks like a giant horseshoe. It'll say, didn't want to write a check.
So you don't have to do that. It's going to be the old jerseys. They're going to bring those back next year.
Fine.
So.
That's what it says to me.
Yeah, I know it does. I think it says that to everybody.
And I don't think that's acceptable. I just don't. So let's get to the people. People calling in about both topics. Chris, 97.1. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are we doing?
Good. Chris, what's going on, buddy?
So I am going to say some things that some people may call me contrarian.
Okay.
I think it's a voice of reason. I hate night games with the passion of a thousand suns. I don't think they have any place in college football.
Okay.
I know that I heard some people saying, oh, we need to get all hyped. We need to get hyped for the game tonight. What, man, if you need to get hyped for a game you're excited about, you probably shouldn't be watching that game. I love college football during the day. I love it at noon. And some of that is history. I'm 46, so I'm not like a day drinker. I don't mind day drinking, but that's not why I'm loving it. Part of it is maybe I got some traditions going, but part of it honestly is with my kids. My kids love to watch football with me, and I can't do a night game. Like they make it through the first quarter, and I got to put them to bed. Then I'm not watching the game. I can't stand night games. I don't mind them for pro. I don't really like them. I prefer daytime. But I am a big fan of Big Noon Kickoff. I love getting up in the morning, doing what I got to do. I'll catch a little bit of College Game Day, and the first thing I actually do is watch that game.
And you're not wrong for it, right? Chris, it's not about being right or wrong. It was legitimately asking, like, who likes this? And you have very personal reasons you like it. I think the only thing I would say to you is, and I think you're smart enough to know this, you're in a minority on that, right?
Evidently, best of all callers today. You're absolutely
yeah,
right.
Yeah, but that's okay. But it's just, look, I'm with you in the night games. I got killed for saying this in Big Ten country. I've always thought that the night game was the SEC's to own. That's Saturday night in the SEC, it's a special thing. The Big Ten owned 3:30. The 3:30 kick from Happy Valley, from Ann Arbor.
Yeah, I don't think that was the only time I wanted to see a Big Ten game, really, it was Penn State, Ohio State.
Whiteout, yeah.
Or yeah. Even if you took it to Columbus. That one game
now,
was
Chris,
great for the night.
Chris, can we meet in the middle and say that 3:30 is the elite game time and you and your kids will participate?
I will absolutely participate at 3:30. I don't mind 3:30. I prefer noon, but I'm all aboard a 3:30 game. Got no problems there.
Same here. There's something magical in the Midwest in the fall. The game starts in the daylight and ends at nighttime. It adds a drama layer to it. I mean, you can even go back to, like, look at 2015 MSU at OSU without Connor Cook. Starts in the day, and then all of a sudden the ha-has are all over. Mm-hmm. It's nighttime. We're not going away. And Geiger sends them all home sad. There's a drama. MSU and Michigan played at 3:30 multiple times, late 90s, early 2000s. That 95 game, was it October 6, 1995, Tony Banks game? Started in the daytime, ends at night. There's drama to it. It's just, that's what I love. 2015, wasn't trouble with the snap, a 3:30 kick.
Yes.
Like that's the sauce. This Big Noon thing is just terrible.
It's contrived. I'll be the first to admit it. It's Fox trying to say, we want our own product. We want you to think noon. We want you to think Fox. We want you to think Big Noon Kickoff.
There it is. And I didn't even hit that button. Let's go to Johnny, 97.1. Johnny.
I mean, what about my man who just called? He's got kids, David. You got kids.
Johnny, what's going on, bud?
What's going on, Mike and Rico?
Hey, Johnny.
I ain't got kids. I'm 31. And guess what? Big Noon sucks. Man, 3:30 is where it's at. 7:30, it's all right. But you want to know what's real good, Mike? Mm. What's really good is when you're feeling good on the booze like Kenny, and you're rolling into them 10:30 games.
There.
I'm talking BYU.
Mexico
State.
Johnny's got an itch, and only UNLV Hawaii will scratch it.
That's right. And you know what? I'm a big fan of the pod. I take most of your guys' picks. I choose yours over Costa because it's Costa. I don't like them. We're almost the same age.
Oh,
I wish I wasn't. But
well,
I
listen,
got one more thing to say.
We're going to be back. Listen, Johnny, factually, you know this. Then I'm going to start calling these the Johnny totals of the week because I had a Johnny game as our total of the week last week. It was Wazoo versus Utah State at like 10:30 at night.
I took it.
A good man. That's it. I'm going to start calling him the Johnny Booze total of the week. I got you covered, Johnny.
And a little bit of the weed gummies. Got to put it in there.
You got to do.
Let me mix it up one more time with Scott Harris. What a weenie. These GMs and owners, they should be like my owner of my company, Ford. They're not the greatest, but guess what? When you're selling one of their hottest cars, that $500,000 GT, you had to take a quiz and sign that you weren't just going to make a profit. Now they should have to do that so we can actually get some winning done.
Well, Johnny, part of baseball's problem, and this is where Tony Clark has done such a terrible job at the player's end, is there should be a salary floor. There's really no baseball team in 2024 that should be operating under $100 million salary floor. You cannot have teams operating at $300 million and the bottom operating sub 100. Now, if I wanted to be super aggressive, and again, it would cause a labor war, I would argue that really it should be a buck and a quarter. Because league average is going to go up, profits keep going up, and the top keeps going up. So league average right now is going to be about $170 million. The Tigers are sitting at $80 million. It's inappropriate. It just, it doesn't make sense.
No.
And that doesn't mean you light your money on fire. But there has to be a balance in here where you can't have, if your team is so poor, they can't, not the Tigers, but like if you're Oakland, newsflash, shouldn't be a team.
Yeah.
Move the team to Nashville, go spend some money.
Bro, you shouldn't have eight teams that when they lose their first game, mathematically eliminated from the playoffs.
I have nothing
you
else.
You know what I'm saying?
You win.
Because at that point, you're at least competitive.
Nature. 248-539-9797. Get more of your calls. Touch Stable on football as well. And Rico has a very special question for me at 415. 97.1.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.